Good morning. Let's borrow the Wayback Machine and visit 1974, when President Jerry Ford called on Americans to fight inflation.
We must whip inflation right now.
Inflation back then was over 12%. Our most recent number was 8.5% year over year, with many food categories well above that in the month of March.
Pasta, 16%. Mayo is 17.8%.
That is K.K. DeVay, President of Client Engagement for IRI Worldwide.
Carbonated beverages, 13%. Frozen dinners and entrees, 16%. This is all in the month of March.
IRI is a Chicago-based company that keeps track of what we spend on food at retail stores.
IRI tracks about $1.2 trillion of consumer spending annually.
And with all those numbers,
we take all of that information, process it, and provide a lot of very detailed insights into what consumers are buying, what products are trending,
and provide it to their clients in the food business to help them make better decisions on what we consumers are wanting and willing to buy, which made me wonder what the numbers show about how high inflation needs to get before we cut back. Well, we're there.
Shoppers are cutting back on non-essentials, switching to cheaper brands, shopping at value retailers, finding cheaper alternatives, sticking to a shopping list and looking for deals.
But the deals are disappearing. Stores are cutting back on specials.
And even when they're on sale, the discounts are much lower than what they used to get before.
He says there's been a 40% drop-off in special enticements, you know, the 10 for $10, that kind of thing. And for the rest of the year?
This inflation will continue. We are forecasting that we'll see about net-net by the end of the year, about 9.5% to 10% off price increase versus a year ago.
K.K. DeVay of IRI Worldwide in Chicago. From the farm to your belly, today is National Peach Cobbler Day. That's the business of food on 720 WGN.